Let's open up our Bibles to 1 Peter.
请翻圣经到彼得前书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
We'll read verses 13 through 19.
我们读13到19节。我们一起来读13到19节。所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守。专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所来来的给你们的恩，你们既作顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。你们既称那不偏待人按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。
Here in this chapter, we see something that we've discussed now a few times in our preaching.
在这一章里头，我们看到在我们的讲道里头已经提到的多次的这件事。
Verse 13 begins with the preposition therefore.
13节一开始就讲到所以这个介词。
And so we see this as a sort of a division between what God has done for us and how we should respond to what He has done.
所以我们看到就是神在已经为我们所做的和我们应当如何回应之间的一个分界分水岭。所以
Look at some of the blessings that are found in the earlier part of chapter 1.
再看看第一章的我们所得到的一些祝福啊。
Verse 1, we were chosen.
第一节，我们蒙拣选。
Verse 2, our choosing was according to the foreknowledge of God.
第二节，我们是按照神的先见被拣选。
It was by the sanctifying work of the Spirit.
是借着圣灵得成圣洁。
We have been sprinkled with the blood of Christ.
我们被基督的宝血所洒。
We have been given grace and peace.
神赐给我们恩惠和平安。
And then verse 3.
第三节啊。
It says that blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督父神，他曾照着自己大怜悯，借着基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们得以活泼的盼望。
So God has also caused us to be born again.
所以神使我们重生了。
And that, according to verse 4, is in order to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled, that will not fade away, reserved in heaven.
根据第四节，我们可以得说呢，不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为我们存在天上的基业。
And then in verse 5, we see another blessing. We are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation that will be revealed.
第五节，我们看到另一个祝福啊。就是我们得神的能力的保守，并能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Verse 7 tells us that even though we're going through trials, this will result in praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
第七节告诉，虽然我们经历试炼，但是会带来最后的那基督显现的时候的称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
Verse 8, through the Holy Spirit, we have joy unspeakable and full of glory.
第八节呢，借着圣灵，我们呢有呢说不出来的，满有荣光的大喜乐。
Verse 9 tells us that we are going to obtain the result, the final goal would be the salvation of our souls.
第九节告诉我们要得到那信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
In verse 10, we find out that the salvation we now possess had been prophesied by the Old Testament prophets.
第十节呢，论到这救恩呢，讲到那些旧约的先知已经详细的查考，已经预言了。
That we have been given things into which angels long to look.
我们所得到的，连天使都想要知道。
Now, these are just some of the blessings that belong to the believer in Christ Jesus.
这些不过是在基督里的信徒所得到的一部分的祝福而已啊。
And then we come to verse 13.
然后我们看到13节了。
And we ask ourselves, how then shall we live?
那么我们就要问自己这个问题了。那么我们既然如此，就应当怎么生活呢？
Well, before we answer that question, we need to see one more truth.
好，在回答这个问题之前， 我们需要再看到一个真理。 看第一节啊。
In verse 1 of chapter 1,
第一章的第一节，
we are referred to as aliens.
这里讲到我们是寄居的。
Now, what does that mean?
什么意思啊？
Well, other places were called aliens and strangers.
好，在另外一个地方讲的，我们是寄居的，做客旅的。
We are told in Philippians that our citizenship is not of this world, but is of heaven.
在腓立比书告诉我们，我们的身份不是在地上，乃是天上的国民。
So as Christians, we live in this world as foreigners.
所以我们身为基督徒，我们在地上是侨居的。
As aliens,
我们是外国人,
as strangers,
我们是陌生人,
this is not our home,
这里不是我们的家,
this is not our country,
这不是我们的老家,
this is not even our culture,
也不是我们的文化, 本来的文化,
we now belong to the kingdom of heaven,
我们现在是属天国的人了,
and we are citizens of heaven,
我们是天国的公民,
and that is why our way of life should be different on this earth.
所以我们在世上的生活方式呢，跟世人就有所不同了。And
that is also why those of the earth will be many times hostile toward us.
这也是世上的人呢，会敌对我们的主要原因。For
we say there is a God.
因为我们说有个上帝存在。And
they say there is not a God.
他们说没上帝。We
say that He's revealed Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们说上帝借他的儿子耶稣基督向我们启示了。
They say Jesus Christ was nothing but a man.
他们说耶稣基督不过是个凡人而已。
We say that He died for our sins and rose again from the dead.
我们说耶稣基督我们的罪死了，而从死里复活了。
They say they don't need anybody to die for their sins.
他们说我们才不需要任何人为我们的罪死。We
say that we are to live a certain way.
我们说我们要这么样生活。
According to the commandments of God.
我们要按着神的诫命来生活。
They say no.
他们说才不需要。
Everyone is to do what is right in their own eyes.
我们可以照着自己的意思为所欲为。
So you see,
你看,
it's going to be difficult.
所以在世上不容易。
We are not in our own country.
我们不在自己的国家生活。
In many ways, we're living in a place that is hostile.
从很多角度来看, 我们活在一个与我们敌对的。 国度里,
we believe that we should be holy.
我们相信我们必须要圣洁。
They laugh at our holiness.
他们笑话我们的圣洁。
They think it's unnecessary.
他们认为没必要嘛。
And they try to lead us away from it.
他们总是要叫我们误入歧途，要我们偏行己路。
So how should we live?
那么我们应当如何生活呢？
Look at verse 13.
看看13节。
He says, first of all, prepare your minds for action.
好，首先呢，所以要约束你们的心。
Literally, in the Greek, it is gird up the loins of your mind.
哦，这原文啊，你看我们中文也有啊，束上你们心中的腰，就是。
Now, what does that mean?
什么意思啊？
A Roman soldier usually wore a long tunic.
罗马的士兵通常会穿着一个很长的一个袍子。
Or even other types of soldiers, they wore tunics.
还有一些士兵呢，也会穿一个外袍。
And if that tunic was around their legs when they were trying to fight and maneuver, it would cause them to trip and fall.
如果他们在打仗的时候穿着那个袍子呢，就碍手碍脚的，他们就会。 跌倒,
so before they went into battle, they prepared themselves.
所以他们上战场之前,
they would gather up their tunic and tie it around their waist so that their legs were free to move unhindered. And that's what he's saying.
这是他说的话,
prepare your mind.
约束你们的心啊,
before a submarine goes underwater.
一个潜水的人下水之前呢,
they make sure all their doors are closed.
他们先要把一个潜水艇下去之前先要把门给关上。
Because if they don't, they're going to have problems.
不关上门的话, 一下水就完了。
Prepare the doors.
所以要 束上这些，关上门。
Prepare your tunic.
要穿上你的你的这个腰带。
Prepare your mind.
要预备好你的心。
You're going to walk into a world.
你要进到一个世界里。
That does not believe what you believe.
世上的人不相信你所信的。
That does just the opposite.
他们恰恰相反，背道而驰。
And that will not be content to simply let you live. They're going to try to change you.
他们不会让你这样子生活下去，他们要竭力要改变你。
So get ready.
就做好准备。
Guard your mind.
你要保守你的心。
Fill your mind with the word of God.
要用神的话语充满你的心思意念。
So that you may be able to discern evil from good.
所以你可以分辨好歹是非。
And turn away from evil.
你要远离罪恶。
And turn to the good.
可以转向。
So he says, prepare your mind for action.
所以你要准备好你的心思，要约束你的心，准备行动。
How do you do that?
你怎么做呢？
Well, I've already said the word of God in prayer.
我已经说了，要祷告，要读经。
But there's something else.
还有一些事。
You may need to make the decisions now.
你也许必须要现在做决定。
And not wait until you are in the midst of the battle.
不要等到你打仗打一半才做决定，来不及了。
Before I enter into battle,
我在参战之前，
I need to sit down.
我先要坐下来。
And I need to make some decisions.
我要做一些决定。
I'm going to enter.
我即将要上战场。
I'm going to stand.
我要站立得稳。
I'm going to fight.
我要勇敢征战。
And I've made the decision that even if it costs me my life, I'm not going to retreat.
我下定决心，就算要牺牲性命，我也不退后。
I make those decisions now.
我现在就立志。
In the calmness of my mind.
我镇定的痛定思痛。
Because when you're in the midst of the battle,
因为当你打仗的时候，
you need something guiding you.
你需要有一个向导，有一个目标。
Convictions.
你要有一个决心。
A man needs to stand there and say, there are certain things I will not do.
一个人需要站稳立场，说有些事我绝对不碰。
Doesn't matter if it costs me everything.
不惜任何代价。
And there are certain things that I am going to do.
有些事我一定会去做。
I've made that decision.
我已经立定心智了。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子。
The famous missionary martyr Jim Elliot.
有一位殉道的宣教士叫做 Jim Elliot.
He and several of his colleagues were run through with spears back in, I think, the 1950s.
在1950年代，他跟他几个同志几个一起传道的被刺刀给刺死。
They all died on a river bank in Ecuador.
他们在 Ecuador 那个国家，南美洲，在河边被杀了。
There was a pilot that went in to recover their bodies.
有一个飞行员进去去寻找他们的尸体。
Months later, that pilot was flying with another man in an airplane.
几个月之后呢，那个飞行员在飞机上跟另外一个人飞行。
A man who was a friend of Jim Elliot's.
这个人是 Jim Elliot 这个被杀的人的一个朋友。
And he says, I'm going to fly you over the spot where your friend died.
他说我把你带去你的朋友被杀的那个地方。
And so they flew over the spot.
他们就飞过那个地方。
And the pilot said, that's where Jim Elliot died.
那个飞行员说那就是他殉道的地方。
And Jim Elliot's friend said,
他的朋友说
No, it's not.
不是那儿。他没有死在那儿。
The pilot said, yes, it is.
飞行员说是啊，他死在那儿。
That's where your friend died.
你的朋友死在那儿。
That's where we recovered the body.
我们在那儿找到他的尸体啊。
And Jim Elliot's friend said, no, that's not where he died.
但 Jim Elliot 的朋友说不，他没有死在那儿。
He said, what do you mean?
啥意思啊你他说。
He said, I was with Jim Elliot when he died.
他说 Jim Elliot 死的时候我跟他在一块儿。
He said, no, you weren't.
不你不可能。
He said, yes, I was.
是我跟他在一块儿。
I was there with him in church.
我在教会里跟他在一块儿。
When he made the decision to give his life to Jesus Christ.
当他决心奉献自己给神的时候，我跟他在一块儿。
When he made the decision to die to himself and to live for Christ.
那天他立志要向自己死，要向基督活。
He didn't die on that beach.
他不是死在那个河边的。
He died a long time ago.
他老早就死了。
Do you see?
看到吗？
Same way with the Apostle Paul.
使徒保罗也是如此。
He died as a martyr.
他也殉道。
Under the Roman Empire.
在罗马的帝国的统治下殉道。
Probably his head was severed from his body.
他也许是砍头死了。
But that's not where he died.
但是他不是死在那儿。断头台不。
Because he said long before that, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me.
因为保罗早就说了。如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督活在我里面。
So you have to make the decision before you get into the battle.
所以你上战场之前，先要做好准备，立定心智，要死。
And you have to solidify those convictions in your heart.
而且你自己在心里头要痛定思痛，下定决心。
This is the decision I've made.
这是我所做的决志。
This is how I'm going to live.
我要这样生活。
Then when temptation comes, you're already prepared.
那么当试探临到的时候，你已经做好准备了。
So he says, prepare your mind for action.
所以他说，你要约束你的心。
It's in the context of spiritual warfare, battle.
这是在一个属灵征战的背景中约束你的心做好准备。
And then he says, keep sober in spirit.
然后他继续说要谨慎自守。
The Greek word is nepho.
这是希腊文的原文啊。
It means be self-controlled.
意思就是要有节制，要自己约束好。
It is used in the Greek language to describe self-control in drinking.
这个在希腊文呢指的是在喝酒的时候要有节制，要有自我约束。
To control yourself so that you do not become drunk.
你要节制，所以你不至于醉酒。
And that's what it means. Have a control on yourself.
这就是这个意思，你要约束自己。
If you drink enough alcohol, sooner or later you will lose control.
如果你喝太多酒的话，越喝你迟早你都会失去控制。
And you will do many foolish, stupid, and dangerous things.
你就会做很多愚昧的、愚蠢的事。
That you would not do if you were sober.
如果你头脑清醒的话，你就不会那么放肆了。
And that's what he's saying.
这就是他说的。
He's saying there are all kinds of intoxicating influences around you.
他说在你周围有很多叫你昏了头的东西，会昏了，叫你昏头的东西，真的。
That can get into your mind and cause you to do things really stupid.
那些东西会进到你的思想里头，会叫你做一些放肆的，做一些愚昧的事。
Don't become intoxicated with this world.
你不要被这个世界给冲昏了头了。
Because just like the drunk, when you wake up, you'll be very sorry for the things you've done.
就像那些醉酒的人，一旦你醒悟过来，你会后悔，都来不及了。
I've known of married men.
我知道一些结了婚的人。
Been married 25 years.
结婚结了25年了。
And then they go through something of a midlife crisis.
然后经历了中年期的叫什么危机。
And they meet a woman that's not their wife.
他们碰到一个不是自己的妻子的另一个女人。
That's not even as pretty as their wife.
跟他妻子差得远了。
But it's something new.
但是新的新女人。
It's something forbidden.
是神禁止的。
Something exciting.
是很叫人兴奋。
And they lose their mind.
结果他们就昏了头了。
They reject their wife.
他们就弃绝自己的老妻。
They leave their children.
离开自己儿女。
They ruin their reputation.
他们把自己的名誉都毁了。
And then months later.
然后几个月之后。
It's like they sober up.
就像他们从酒中醒悟过来。
What have I done?
我干了什么蠢事？
What have I done?
我干什么了？
That's what sin does.
这就是罪呀、
It's intoxicating.
罪可以叫你昏头，叫你醉酒一样。
And it's deadly.
而且叫你导致死亡。
It is deadly.
导致毁灭。
Now, what are we to do?
那我们该怎么办呢？
He says, fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
他说要专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
Do not fix your hope on the things of this world.
不要把你的指望寄盼于寄托于这个世界。
You put your hope in riches.
如果你盼望发财。
they can be lost in a day.
你的财物在一天之内可能就没了。
And even if they're not lost, you're still going to die.
就算你拥有一切的财物，你还是要死的。
Fix your hope.
所以你要把你的盼望，如果指望在你的青春上。
But you're not going to be young, but just for a little while.
你不可能永远青春，我暂时青春一下。
And then you're going to be old and ugly.
然后你会变得又老又丑。
Fix your hope in government.
如果你盼望政府。
Nations rise and fall.
这些国度兴衰起伏一下就没了。
Upon what should you fix your hope?
那么到底你应该盼望什么呢？
That which is eternal.
你要盼望那永恒的。
It says fix your hope completely on the grace of God.
这里说专心盼望神的恩。
It's interesting here.
这里很有趣啊。
It says,The grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
就是说到这耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你的恩呐、啊，他显现的时候恩。
What does that mean?
什么意思啊
？This is hard to explain.
这个很难解释啊。
But what it's saying is,
这里他说的意思是
，Christian,
基督徒啊
，Look at your own life.
看看你自己的生命。
Look at your circumstance.
看看你的环境。
Look in the mirror at who you are.
照照镜子，你什么德行？
This is not as good as it's going to get.
这个不是将来那么好的那么情况，现在没那么好。
No matter how good your life is,
不管你如今生活的多么美好，
This is nothing compared to what's coming.
这个比起将来那个荣耀那个恩典差得远啦。
In the future,
将来。
The grace of God will be revealed toward you in such a way that you could not even believe it if you were told.
那神的恩典将要显现在你身上，那个好的不得了，超过你所能够想、所能求的，远远超过。
I sometimes think, what would it be like if I was me and not a Christian?
如果我有时候想，如果我不是基督徒，而是任凭我这个样子的话。
I'm 54.
我54了，现在。
If I was not a Christian,
如果不是基督徒
my best years are already gone.
我的最好的青春年华已经过了。
Think about it.
想想。
The days when my body was my friend, they're gone.
那当我的身体跟我的灵魂配合的时候已经过了，那好日子过去了。
Now my body is sometimes my enemy.
如今我的身体有时候成了我的仇敌了，负担了，会叫我难受。
All the excitement of youth,
那年轻岁月当中的那个兴奋呢
？It's gone,
已经没了。
How sad that is!
这是何等的悲惨啊
！You know, it's amazing.
你知道叫人惊讶。
I heard a preacher say.
我听过传道人说。
In reality,
其实啊
，a person,
一个人呐、啊、
，and a person's body,
一个人的身体啊。
Is only attractive for about 10 to 15 years.
只有十年、十五年的功夫有吸引力而已。
After that,
过了那段时期呢
？It's all downhill.
就开始走下坡路了。
But that's what some people live for.
但有些人就为青春而活。
I remember seeing a famous actress.
我记得一个举世闻名的一个女明星。
She wasn't so much famous for her acting. She was famous because she was so beautiful.
她不是因为她的演戏演得好，而是因为她长得太美了。
And I saw her when she was about 65 years old.
那我后来看到她已经65了。
And you know what?
你知道吗？
She was still as beautiful as a woman in her 30s.
她那个就像30岁当年一样的美貌。
But
30,
you could see she was losing the battle.
你看他正在打败仗节节败退
and you could see that she knew she was losing
你也可以看到他知道他正在打败仗
everything she lived for
他生存的一切的目的
is now slipping through her hands
从他的手指中像沙子一样
and all the operations in the world can't change that
所有的美容手术帮不上他
do you see that
你看到没有
There was one philosopher who was an atheist.
有一个无神论的哲学家,
and he was about to die.
他即将要死前,
and he says, autumn has come.
他说,
the winter is coming.
冬天就要来了。
I fall from the tree.
我从树上掉下来，像叶子一样。
And I lay like a dried up leaf.
我像枯干的一片叶子躺在那儿。
I crumble and the wind blows me away.
我就枯干，风就把我吹跑了。
The light is leaving, there's nothing but darkness.
光明正在离去，剩下的只有一片漆黑了。
At the same time,
同时呢,
there was another philosopher who was dying.
另外一个哲学家也濒临死亡。
Who had faith in Christ.
他信靠了基督。
He said this,
他这么说啊,
My light is going out.
我的光正在衰残。
Because the sun is rising.
因为那阳光正在冉冉。 太阳冉冉上升,
do you see the difference?
你看这两者不同吗?
Fixing your hope not on now, but on the future.
你要专心盼望的不是现在,而是将来。
I work with a man by the name of Kevin Height.
我跟一个同工叫做Kevin一起同工啊。
He's an administrator.
他是新生会的一个管理的。
Before he came to work for us, he was a military man.
他在我们这工作之前,他是一个军人。
A man's man.
Man's man.
A tough guy.
是一个非常男子汉大丈夫。
And one day he comes out of the office.
有一天他从办公室出来。
And he has tears in his eyes.
他眼睛红红的。
And he has two magazines.
他手里拿着两本杂志。
He said, look at the front of this magazine.
他说你看看这个杂志的封面。
It was a famous singer.
是一个有名的歌星。
She was turning 60.
这个女歌星呢就要60岁。
And she was beautiful.
她很美，长得很漂亮。
And the magazine, the whole magazine article was about how beautiful she is.
整本杂志都在讲这个女明星多么美丽。
And then he showed me another magazine.
她给我看另一个杂志。
And on the front of it,
那个封面呢,
was an African woman.
是一个非洲女人。
Because of her faith in Christ,
因着她信耶稣。
They tried to burn her alive.
他们想要把她活活烧死。
Her entire face was burnt off.
她的整个面孔都被火烧了。
And she survived.
毁容, 但是她继续活下去。
You can imagine something of what she looked like.
你可以想象她长得什么德行。
And Kevin said this.
那我的朋友同工说了,
Which one is the most beautiful?
哪个最漂亮啊?
Which one is the most beautiful to God?
哪个在神眼中是最美丽的?
It's the one whose face was burned entirely off.
是那个被毁容的非洲姊妹。
Out of her love for Christ.
因为她爱耶稣。
In the future,
将来,
the one will be resurrected in beauty.
那个在复活中, 其中一个在荣美中会复活。
The other resurrected as a monster.
另外一个复活以后像妖怪一样。
Think toward the future.
你要为将来做准备。
The grace of God that has been promised to be revealed to you at the coming of Jesus Christ.
专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来的神所应许的那个恩。
What you have to understand about the second coming is it is a vindication.
你知道,你需要明白,耶稣第二次带来是个平凡的日子。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你例子啊。
Let's go to the book of Jude.
我们看看犹大书。
It's just a few pages over.
翻过去几页。犹大书。 启示录前面。
Jude, there's only one chapter in Jude.
犹大书只有一章啊。
Verse 14.
十四节。
It was also about these men that Enoch in the seventh generation from Adam prophesied, saying, Behold, the Lord comes with many thousands of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all. Now listen to this. And to convict all the ungodly of all their ungodly deeds, which they have done in an ungodly way, and all of the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
好, 是45节, 亚当的七世孙以诺。 曾预言这些人说，看哪，主带着他千万的圣者降临，要在众人身上行审判，证实那一切。要注意这里啊，一切不敬虔的人所妄行的一切不敬虔的事，又正是不敬虔之罪人所说的顶撞他的刚愎话。
I heard one actor say the other day,
我前几天听到一个明星，一个演员那么说，
If there is a God,
如果有神的话，
He's got a lot of explaining.
他必须向我们解释很多事儿。
I've got some questions for him.
我对他有几个问题啊。
On the day Jesus Christ comes back,
等耶稣基督再来的那一天，
I hope I'm standing beside that actor.
我巴不得我在那个演员的旁边了。
So you got questions?
我说你有问题吗？嗯。
Go ask him.
你可以问吧。
He won't take one step forward.
他不敢向前，他不敢挺身而出。
His mouth will be shut.
他的嘴会闭口。
Just like one young man said, he goes,When Jesus comes back, I'm going to talk to him.
就像一年轻人说，耶稣来的时候，我要跟他好好讲讲理。
Said, no, you're not.
我说不，你不可能。
You're going to melt before him like a tiny wax figure before a blast furnace.
你会在他面前融化，就像在一个火炉前的小蜡烛人一样。
He's going to look at some people.
他会看到一些人。
Say, do you believe I exist now?
他说，你现在相信我存在吗？
And the answer will be,
那个答案是
Yes, sir.
是，我信。
I believe.
我信。
Well, all those horrible things that you said about me.
你说的那些刚愎话，你记得吗？
Say them now.
现在你说啊。
No.
不敢。
No.
不敢。
I was getting to get on a plane a few years ago. I was standing in the airport waiting to go on the plane.
几年前我在一个飞机场准备要上飞机之前呢。
And a young man came out.Of the plane before I went in.
一个年轻人从飞机上下来，在我上去之前。
And he had a shirt on.
他身上穿着一个 T 恤。
That said, Jesus is coming again.
T 恤上面，耶稣基督就要来了。
But something didn't seem right.
但是有点不对劲。
And when he walked past me,
当他从我身旁经过的时候
，On the back of his shirt,
我看到他的背后上。
He said, "This time we'll get him."
这回我要整整他了。
Think about it.
你想想。
How he will regret having wore that shirt.
他到那一天，他真要后悔他穿了那个 T 恤。
How foolish.
他做的是何等愚昧的事。
But for the believer,
但是对信徒而言，
it is a great day when he comes back.
当他来的时候，那是何等荣耀的日子。
Eye has not seen.
眼没有看过。
Ear has not heard.
耳从来没有听过的。
What he has prepared for those who love him.
他为爱他的人所预备的何等美好。
So we need to fix our hope on that.
所以我们要专心盼望他的再来。
The unbeliever can fix his hope on nothing.
不信的人把他的指望寄托于虚空。你想想。
He's just an accident.
他不过是一个偶然的产物。
Think about it.
你想想。
You are the result of random probability, random chance.
你是这个偶然碰撞演变来的。
Even the love you feel,
甚至你心中这个感觉
for another person,
你为别人的这种爱的感觉
it's not real.
这不是实际的
It's just chemical reaction.
不过是化学作用，化学反应。
You're just an animal.
你不过是个畜生
a machine.
一个机器。
Your genetics determine your fate.
你的基因就决定了你的命运。
You have a few years of youth.
你有几年的青春美貌。
But almost all the dreams of youth never come true.
但你的青春的梦想几乎永远不会实现。
And then it's only to work, retire, and die.
然后你工作，然后又退休，最后死掉。
That's all you have.
这是你的指望。
But the believer fixes his hope upon Christ.
但信徒把他的盼望寄托在基督身上。
Now look what he says in verse 14.
再看看14节他怎么说啊。
As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance.
你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
Now, in the English text, it says, as obedient children.
这里说做顺命的儿女。
But in the Greek, it's stronger.
在希腊文更强烈啊。
It says, as children of obedience.
他说, 你们既是顺命的儿女。
Now what does that mean?
什么意思啊?
Well, King David was called a man of war.
大卫啊, 神称他为一个征战的人。
Why?
为什么?
Because his life was marked by war.
因为他一辈子都是有许多的征战，以征战为他征战的主流。
Jesus was called in Isaiah 53 a man of sorrows.
以赛亚53章呢，圣经称他为忧患之子。
Sorrow was something that characterized his life.
因为忧患是耶稣生命的一个特质。
We as Christians are to be children of obedience.
我们这基督徒呢，应该做顺命的儿女。
That means that the mark or the characteristic of our life is to be obedience to God.
意思就是我们基督徒，我们生命的特征，那个特质就是向神的顺服。
That doesn't mean that Christians are perfect.
这不是说基督徒十全十美了。
Or that Christians do not sin.
或基督徒永不犯罪了不?
Or that Christians cannot fall in sin.
或者基督徒不可能犯罪不?
But it means this.
乃意味着,
that when you take in the full course of their life.
当你看他整个生命的主流的时候,
it is marked by a desire to know God's commands and the reality of obeying them.
你可以看到生命的特征就是愿意顺服神，愿意要听他的话。
As children, as obedient children,
好，记住，顺命的儿女。
Then it tells us, do not be conformed to the former lusts.
Okay, 继续说，不要效法从前那蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
All right, here's something I've always thought was amazing.
我总是认为啊，这里有一件事啊，很叫人惊讶的啊。
Is that so many people who claim to be non-conformists are actually conformists.
很多人呢，自称是不随从世俗潮流的人，其实正在顺应世俗潮流。
They say, I'm not going to conform to anybody.
他们说我谁都不效法，我谁都不学习。
But they actually do.
其实他们正在跟风。
There's a sense in which mankind is just a humanity of conformity.
可以从一个角度来说，整个人类都是喜欢跟风的。
If you're 20 years and younger,
如果你20岁或者更年轻的话,
why do you dress the way you dress?
为什么你今天穿着是这样的穿着?
It's basically the way all the other 20 year and younger people dress.
因为基本上你的同龄人都这么穿的。
Certain shoes come in style.
有一些鞋子成了新潮的。 成为潮流,
certain hairstyles,
或者头发的发型, 时尚。
One of the things that I'm seeing in culture more than I've ever seen before,
有一件事情在文化当中啊, 比从前更明显一件事,
is a mass conformity built upon media,
就是借着媒体导致群体的跟风。
I'll ask, you know, college students.
我问一个大学生。
Why do you believe in evolution?
你为什么相信进化论?
Well, it's true. You'd be crazy not to.
因为是真的，你不信的话你就疯了。
Okay, explain it to me.
你跟我解释一下。
What do you mean?
什么意思?
Well, explain to me why it's crazy not to believe in evolution.
为什么不相信进化论就疯了呢?
Well, that's what?
这是什么?
What do you mean?
什么意思啊?
Well, that's what everybody says.
每个人都这么说的。
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Why do you think this is now ethically right when almost all the generations in the past thought it was wrong?
为什么你现在认为道德上这个事儿是没问题的，但从前的世代认为是错的？
Well, it's right.
因为就是对的嘛。
It's just right.
为什么对？ 就对嘛。
Why?
为什么？
And usually, well, because everybody says it's right.
人人都说对嘛，就对了嘛。
Yeah, but everybody before your generation said it was wrong.
但我们前面世代都说错的嘞。
So why is it right now?
为什么现在就对了呢？
You see?
看到吗？
It's just following the media.
我们就跟着媒体，跟着潮流，跟风。
But the Bible says that we are not to conform.
但是你说我们不要效仿。
To former lusts.
那从前的那些样子。
Driven by our own selfish desires.
不要同流，不要照着我们的自私的欲望而行。
Driven by unclean passions.
不要被我们那个放纵私欲的样子而摧毁。
And what are unclean passions?
我们这些不干净的污秽的私欲是哪些呢？
Those that do not conform to the commandments of God.
就是不符合神的话语的这些私欲。
And those that do not genuinely reveal love towards others.
那些没有真正的对别人彰显神的爱的私欲。
Whenever God is removed from a society,
当神从一个社会中被挪开的时候，
you have the death of beauty.
你就看到容美的死亡。
The death of beauty.
看到美丽的消失。
Just study art.
你看看这些艺术品，你研究一下。
Just study art.
研究艺术品。
And look at the art produced in a culture that has an idea of God.
看到那些有神的概念的文化里头，他们所产生的艺术品。
A biblical view of God.
他们有合乎圣经的认识的。
You see beauty.
你就看到美丽的。
But as a culture moves farther and farther away from God.
但是当一个文化跟神渐渐疏远，越来越远的时候，
The art and entertainment becomes darker and darker and darker.
他们的艺术品跟他们的娱乐这些节目就会越来越黑暗，越来越败坏。
I try to go to art museums wherever I am.
不管我到哪儿去，我都喜欢到那些博物馆啊，艺术馆去看。
Whether it's Lima, Peru,
不管是在秘鲁的艺术馆，或在伦敦啊，或在英国啊，或者在
or Paris,
或者在巴黎啊
or ，Italy,
或者意大利啊，或者
and you just see it, it's so clear.
你看得清清楚楚。
I went to a modern art exhibition a few years ago.
几年前我去一个现代的艺术展览馆
in Lima, Peru,
在秘鲁的首都。
And you walk into this one room.
你进到一个房间里啊。
And it's just a long hallway of a room.
是一个很长很长的走廊。
And at the end of the hallway.
在走廊的最后边呢。
Was a television screen about this big.
有一个电视的荧幕大概那么大。
And playing on the screen.
在那个电视荧幕上看到的是。
Hailed as a great work of art.
是一个
considered a great work of art,
就是一个大家都说它是一个非常美好的一个艺术品。
Was a woman in a bathtub,
是一个女人在洗澡盆里。
Who had cut both her wrists,
她把她两个手腕都切掉。
And blood was flowing out into the water,
那个血呢正在流入洗澡盆。
I could give you other examples far worse than that.
我可以给你一些更糟糕的一些例子。
That are considered great and dynamic and innovative works of art.
人却认为这个是哇，生动活泼的美好的艺术品。
But I don't feel comfortable speaking about them.
但是我连形容我都不敢形容。
Because they're so vile.
因为非常的丑陋可怕无可名状。
You see, the more God is removed, the less you're going to see beauty.
你知道，神离我们越远，我们就看到艺术的美丽就看到的越少。
And then you can say to me,
你可以跟我说，
Well, your definition of beauty.
那你对美的定义是什么？
All right.
好，我告诉你。
Let's put Rembrandt.Let's take Rembrandt over here.
Who's Rembrandt?
The great artist Rembrandt.
我们把那个艺术家放在这儿。
Any of his works.
他的艺术品放在这儿。
And let's compare it to a woman committing suicide by cutting her wrist in a bathtub.
好，让我们把那个艺术，他的艺术品跟那个我们刚刚讲到的要在洗澡盆里头自杀把两个手腕都割破的那个艺术比较一下。
If you can honestly argue that this is more beautiful,
如果你能够诚实的辩论呢，这个艺术品比那个他的艺术更漂亮的话。
A video of a woman killing herself?
一个 video.
It was a video of a woman killing herself.
那是一个 video, video 就是,
then you've got real problems.
如果你认为这个更漂亮的话, 那你脑袋有问题。
Honestly.
真的。
You're like the person who says all gods are the same.
你就像一个人说, 所有的神明都一样啦。
And one is the creator of the universe.
一个是创造天地的主宰。
And the other is a frog.
另一个是一个小青蛙。
This culture is gone.
已经败坏完了。
And we're not to conform to it.
我们不要效法这个文化。
Not in any way.
不要同流合污。
We also receive this commandment in Romans chapter 12.
在罗马书第12章还有一条诫命。
Do not conform.
不要效法这个世界。
The word there is literally do not be made out of the same mold.
意思就是不要被挤进那同一个模子里去。
When I lived in Peru,
当我生活在秘鲁的时候,
and in the rural areas we made churches out of bricks, mud bricks.
在农村地方我们用泥巴的砖头造教堂。
All the bricks were the same.
每一块砖头都一模一样。
Because they were made out of the same mold.
因为都是从同一个模子里造出来的。
And the Bible is saying, don't let the mold of this world be pressed down upon you and shape you.
圣经说, 你不要让这个世界的模子压在你身上塑造你, 让你成为世界的样子。 你看看会造成什么样子?
How does it happen?
怎么发生?
By the influences of this world.
借着世界的影响力。
Again, primarily media.
再一次我只是借着媒体新闻等等塑造你。
Entertainment.
借着娱乐界这些事,电视电影。
Do you see that?
看到吗?
So he says, do not be conformed to the former lusts. Which were yours in your ignorance.
他说不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那个放纵私欲的样子。
Ignorance.
那个无知,蒙昧无知。
Ignorance of what?
蒙昧无知,对什么无知?
Ignorance of God and ignorance of the will of God.
对神的无知和神的旨意的一无所知。
Many of the pagan gods
很多的外邦的假神啊,
are very lustful.
都是充满了情欲、私欲。
They're very immoral.
他们都很不道德。
Dangerous.
都很危险的。
Sexually perverted.
他们是性扭曲的。
And the people who worship those gods
那些敬拜这些假神的人呢,
conform themselves to that God.
就效法他们所敬拜的神的生活模式。
But our Bible tells us that God is love.
但我们的圣经告诉我们, 我们的神是爱。 那是纯洁的爱。
A holy love.
圣洁的爱。
And that is what we are to conform ourselves to.
所以我们要效法我们的神的。
And not be conformed to the other.
而不要效法这个世界。
Now verse 15.
好,15节。
But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior.
那教你们的既是圣洁,你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
Because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy.
因为经上记着说, 你们要圣洁, 因为我是圣洁的。Now
think about this.
好, 你好好思考啊, 这里。
God is saying, imitate me.
神在说, 你们要效法我。
We see that throughout the Bible.
我整本圣经都看到这样教训。
Apostle Paul says, be imitators of God.
使徒保罗说, 你们要效法神。
Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount,
耶稣在登山宝训上说,
be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
你们要完全像你们天父完全一样。
You're going to imitate somebody.
你一定会效法一个人的。
You are.
会的, 一定会的。
You're going to be conformed to something.
你一定会效法一些事儿。
Do you understand me?
明白吗?
Whether it's a godless culture,
不管是一个无神的,不敬虔的那个文化,
or a little subgroup in that godless culture,
或者在那个文化当中的其中一个一小群人, 你要效法他们,
or God,
或者你效法神,
you're going to imitate somebody.
你一定会效法一个人的。
You know, so many times people get into this big argument about free will.
你知道,往往我们会, 讨论或者争辩自由意志。
Here's something that I want you to understand.
有一件事我要你明白。
Theologically,
从神学上而论啊,
there is only one being who is free.
只有一个绝对有自由意志的。
And that is God.
那一位就是神。
in that he is not under the influence of any power.
他不在任何的其他的压力的影响之下。
He cannot be coerced or manipulated.
他不能够被操纵。
He's not affected by things outside of him.
他不受他外界任何事物的影响。
He is not molded by another.
他不是被其他的事物所塑造。
No other being can say that.
没有任何的
人
可以说这样的话，人不能说这样的话。
You're not free.
因为你不是自由的。
There are influences all around you that have shaped you.
四周有各种各样的影响力都在塑造你，在。
If you were born in China,
影响，如果你生在中国。
There are influences there that shape you even till today.
直到今天，那些影响力至今还在塑造你。
If you have parents who were born in China, but you were born in the United States.
如果你父母生在中国，你生在美国的话。
Or you were born in Canada.
或者生在加拿大。
You have different influences that are shaping you.
在你的外围有各样的影响力都在塑造你。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
We're all under that.
我们都在这些影响力的塑造之下。
And you have to realize that.
你必须要明白这些事儿。
And then seek to be conformed to the will of God.
然后又竭力的要效法神的旨意，遵行神的旨意。
My wife is Latin, Latin American.
我的妻子是拉丁南美洲人。
Completely different creature.
是一个不同的受造物。截然不同。
Looks at things a different way.
他看事情的角度跟我完全不一样。
Very different from the Chinese.
跟中国人更不一样。
You see that?
你看到吗？
We are all shaped by something.
我们都被一些外界的因素所塑造。
And those people who think they're not are just silly.
那些自以为不受外界影响的人是无愚昧的人。
Then we look at, you know, atheistic evolutionary science.
我们看到那些不信的进化论的科学家。
And it's even worse.
无神论的，他们更糟糕。
You're shaped by your DNA.
你被你的 DNA 被你的基因塑造。
By your genetics.
被你的那个基因。
It's almost a type of fatalism.
这简直是一种宿命论嘛。
No, the Bible says that we are to believe in God. We are to submit to His word. We are to imitate God.
圣经说我们要相信神，我们要效法他的话语，我们要效法神，我们要遵行他的旨意。
Now we're going to stop there.
好，我们暂时停一停。
And we'll pick up in verse 16.
我们从下一堂课从16节再继续讲。
So let's pray.
好，我们祷告。
Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your help.
父，我们为着你的话和你的帮助感谢你。
Father, please work in the heart of your people.
父，求你在你的百姓心中动善功。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。